We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, April 19th, 2023, at 8:33 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Swavely. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion on this item? If not, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous equalization meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items? Ms. Milligan, do you have anything for us?
No.
Let's give it a month.
Valuations will go out the end of May.
June 1st.
The beginning of June. So far. Mm-hmm. That's so close. Beginning of June. I was reading through your report back from the state. Looks like you passed on everything. That is somewhere in this organized filed area that surrounds me. That was a really interesting piece of literature. Oh, thank you. I knew it was close. It's like within arm's reach. Page 9.
It's only the state. I have to pass Turk now.
I think it was 12,000.
So
the recommendation from Ruth that I passed.
Well, in looking through this, our demographic is changing a little bit, but it's really interesting. We can see some of the changes by percentage throughout. Ag land is technically 51% of the county now. We've always said it's about 72% of taxation, somewhere in there is ag. But residential's growing. Like I say, if anyone wants to read through this, I'm sure we can get copies. But there's a pretty good overview on some of this.
So they can click if they want to, because it's a pretty
on
good...
On your site or at the state?
You got a PAD, yeah. All the counties are on there. But this is only a pass from the tax commission, or from Ruth. It has to go now to Turk. If Turk doesn't like what I did, then they can call me in.
And it's something, too. You know, you go through the different taxing groups. Kind of interesting, like Doctors Lake has its own taxing group.
We do it that way because it's a neighborhood. When we say neighborhood, it doesn't necessarily mean the house next door. You don't want to compare Blue Springs with Claytonia, or you don't want to compare, you know, you've got different. So we did it by towns, and then we did it by rural sub north, rural sub south. Those are acreages. Things in the south don't tend to be quite as selling as good as things in the north, so as far as acreages and things. We don't have near the, you know, you have the influence of Lincoln that way. Cortland's always a struggle.
There's not acreages near the acreages to sell in the south.
Huh?
There's not near the acreages to sell.
No, there's not very many. But we still, you know, we have to treat, we just have to look at them and see how many sell. So we do classify them in different quadrants of the county. My bottom line is I still don't think this method works, if you want the truth. And I think this last year and a half proved that with mass appraisal, you do percentages across the board to get into the compliance with the sales. And so, you know, I don't know what way we could do it differently, but everybody, like, in a town might get hit 17% just because of the sales that are in the town. And so you get some that are right on, some that are still under, and some that get way over because you have so many different types of homes in different towns. So that's the way Turk will look at it, too. And I don't know, with what happened in the last year and a half, if you don't get your 40% house that sold for 40% more than I had it valued at, then the sales got to be up there. And so then you're supposed to treat the unsold the same as the sold. And that's where it gets complicated because I wouldn't feel right with going in and putting 40% on everybody. You got to look at style. You got to look at, I mean, there's so many things that it'd be good to have a really good presentation on that someday just to see what I have to do. I mean, or Daryl or who all, we all do.
That's what they—that's what they're talking about. I mean, that's what they.
That's how they've always done it. You have to hit the sell. So if you have 25 sales, the median level of value has to be hit at 92 to 100%. But those 45 sales, like say in a town, that'll tell me, okay, you're at 80% on the median, and that's like you, not the average, the median. So you come down with the ones that sold for less. I come up with the ones, you know, and the midpoint is where we're at, according to mass appraisal. So then you have to hit the rest of those homes, and you're supposed to be equalized with the ones that, that paid quite a bit more for them. And that's what gets, I don't know. We had 600 sales in Beatrice, so that's a whole different sampling. But even if I did nothing as the assessor, and we were sitting at 80%, and I had to be at 92, Turk would just come in and order me a across-the-board increase. And that's what gets complicated. Because there's a whole lot of houses that probably in those smaller towns that are really old. But again, if you're hitting an older home with 20% and it's only about 10,000, that's not going to put a very big increase on it. But that's, I just, you know, it'd be great if we found a different way of valuing.
That's so a house two blocks from me, if it would sell for $150,000 more, puts my house in jeopardy?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Always has. All the days we've been here.
Tell your neighbors to don't.
Well, what they did.
And it's not even in your, like, your in neighborhoods in Beatrice could mean your type of neighborhood. There's other places
I know.
You know. Then we get over to Wildwood. That's a whole different scenario. Over to the country club.
Sure.
And that's what makes it so tough because, you know, a lot of those houses probably don't deserve. And then a lot of them deserve a lot more.
Sure.
So, but it's mass appraisal, and that's what gets really hard for a fee appraiser to try to, like Lloyd was always fee appraisal. You found the subject, and you found three more comparables, and you were done with your appraisal. You know, so I don't know. This year really convinced me this methodology is not the best, so, but so it is what it is.
This from the state's dated the 7th. When will Turk review this?
I think they have to let me know here. I want to say the what is today?
19th.
Pretty quick here.
I'm prepared.
Because I have to get everything ready. And one other big pain right now is TerraScan or my vendor that was running my computers. They're not supporting us anymore because there was only four counties left.
Will you be able to?
So I'll be going to MIPS. And they want to put everything in my office on May 19th. So all my sketches, everything that we've ever built into the TerraScan has to come over to a new computer system. So that's going to be a little bit. They're going to leave MIPS in my, or TerraScan in my office just so I can talk to people so that I'm not learning a new system, trying to explain from the old one. So that'll be a challenge.
Mr. Juergens, anything for Patty? You've really let her off easy the last few months.
You guys have got to be really nice
hey,
to me. That's all I can
say. I'm just building my case as we go along.
Against me? You know one thing I can say? I honestly believe that I've treated this county very fairly. I really have.
Everyone has an opinion.
Yeah. You do try hard.
I swear, if anything, I don't think we've ever been totally. I mean, the only thing is, with 100 protests, I think I'm preparing for a lot worse this year just because of the year and a half we've had.
Have you looked at how you'll be able to integrate with Applied Connective or with our network security and new IT?
No, I haven't looked at anything. You know, I'm starting to regress as far as my brain goes, so just tell them. 45 years is a long time. I burned out. Right now I'm trying to absorb what MIPS is going to do. That's your people anyway, isn't it? Is that still going to be your...
Yeah, they'll still do our programs and stuff.
Yeah. But I don't really have a choice, so in my budget, I don't know if MIPS is going to be higher.
They will.
We'll have to take a look. It's possible, but...
I have to do it, because there's two, Vanguard in Iowa and MIPS.
Well, like I say, we had told you before we'd be fine going with MIPS. It's more, I suppose, generic or more across the state. Hopefully this will work out well for you. Anything else for Patty?
The referees may want to talk to the Equalization Committee, too, at some point. So that'd be in May.
I'd say sooner than later.
Say when?
Well, Daryl's got a schedule. That's the only problem. He's all over the counties. And now he's probably taking on another venture. But
we'll be here in 2 Mondays.
2 Wednesdays, right?
2 Wednesdays, yeah.
Last Wednesday, I'm on vacay.
All right. If there's nothing else, thank you for coming down. And we will adjourn Equalization at 8:44 on the clock.
Let's go.
Well, I thought he was going to talk to you guys today.
Get a couple of referee shirts.
Warning that he's
a good idea. That's
yes.
A good idea.
Oh, Norman.
Did you know that if I connected as a super slick?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not just an yeah, champion. It is super slick.
Let's see this one.
Fly connected.
Yes, you
are. They have experts.
You know, I tried to get on
their
that. Peak I tried
potential.
To get in on that.
Yeah.
You know, that they have that.
Don't tell me there's technical problems.
I could not get in.
Period.
Now, I've never
that
done one of those.
Me, that
team
yeah. So I had to download a whole new app.
Okay. A little later. I thought it was going to be like a Zoom, so I just hit the button. And all of a sudden it's asking me for this, that, and the other thing. I went, oh,
they're coming.
I waited. So I was driving. I was on my way out to Geneva. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to try to sign into this early because I had to do some one that I didn't know of before for Norma. And I got on it. It's like, download this. Well, you're in a bad area. It takes forever to download. And same thing again. No download. Finally download. Then it worked. And then,
oops.
I have no idea if this is right or not. I clicked on it before, and it said someone will join the meeting shortly. Well, then they really did. They let me in. But then I was going down the road, so it's like, I'm going to turn the camera off.
You don't have it on the agenda.
Oh, yeah. I didn't wait. I didn't.